182. Disagreement as to representation. The Virginia plan proposed that representation in one branch of the new Congress should be divided among the states according to the amount of money each state paid into the national treasury, or according to the number of free inhabitants of each state. The Delaware delegates at once said they must withdraw. In June, Governor Patterson of New Jersey brought forward a plan which had been drawn up by the delegates from the smaller states. It is always called, however, the New Jersey Plan. It proposed simply to amend the Articles of Confederation so as to give Congress more power. After a long debate, the New Jersey Plan was rejected. 183. The Compromise as to Representation. The discussion now turned on the question of representation in the two houses of Congress. After a long debate and a good deal of excitement, Benjamin Franklin and Roger Sherman proposed a compromise. This was, the members of the House of Representatives should be apportioned among the states according to their population, and should be elected directly by the people. In the Senate, they proposed that each state, regardless of size, population, or wealth, should have two members. The senators representing the states would fittingly be chosen by the state legislatures. It was agreed that the states should be equally represented in the Senate, but it was difficult to reach a conclusion as to the apportionment of representatives in the House.